Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the show. It's a throwback Thursday. It's Thursday, November 1st. Holy cow. Can you believe November is here? I hear people say that today. I can. I say it all the time, but it's not like November doesn't always come around. Usually right after October, but yet so many people are surprised about how fast time goes. Depression sets in a little bit. You look back at the year. For some people, you think, okay, well, this year's over. 2019's my year, you know, and on and on and on and on it goes. But anyway, I want to take it back to 2014. It was Halloween last night here at the Crowley House, and I want to share what that means to you. There's a reason why I'm talking about this. And the reason is, I wouldn't say we were in a dark place, but we're, you know, you've been following the story. Heck, even if you were listening back in 2014, you know that our daughter was in the NICU and born at 1 pound, and this would have made October would have been 2 months. She would have been coming up on her, she'd have been about a little over two months old on the ventilator, not yet trached, but laying on a ventilator trying to breathe. And last night we took her trick-or-treating for the very first time, literally out and about walking around in neighborhoods. Now she, you know, she's 4 years old. She bounces around like a jumping bean. So we probably went 30 minutes. Okay. That was more than enough because, you know, the kid certainly doesn't need candy and she got enough, but she was just so damn cute, man. And I'm going to get to the point of this story. It's not to brag about my kid and how cute she is, although I'd love to do that as well. But her zest for life is unlike any other human being I have ever seen in my life. This kid gets excited about the air going around in the room. I mean, it is something magical to behold. And she literally, she said happy Halloween to anybody that would listen. She said it to dogs. She saw cats. She kissed 3 dogs on the nose that were in the home. And these family members, these people at the home were like, oh my God, is she afraid of dogs? Like, oh no, we have 2 border collies at home. Actually, dogs are afraid of her, I think, because she hugs and kisses them. Susan is so full of love, so full of life. She'll never lose that. I think she'll always be grateful from where she came from. And I think there's a message there. It's that survivor mentality. And it's kind of hard to put your finger on unless you've seen it happen. Do you know anyone that has survived, whether it's breast cancer, brain cancer, traumatic event, something along? I mean, someone that really came back from, rose from the ashes, and or started out their journey in life like that. And they're just so grateful. And I think that's the word. That's the word, grateful. And you fast forward 4 years, and here we are taking her out for Halloween. I was filled with so much gratitude. I was just walking around. I've taken my older kids when they were little, my 3 older daughters. I've taken them all trick-or-treating, and it was fun, but it wasn't like this. And I would tell my daughters this too. It's not like I'm comparing my kids and say, oh, one experience was better than another. It was different. It wasn't better. It was just different. Knowing that 4 years ago I was out with my then 9-year-old Paige, trick-or-treating, because that whole day Angela and I were at the NICU with Susan for 6 hours, like we did every day for 221 days. It was Halloween of 2014, and the Halloween before that we had no plans of ever having another baby, you know. And so it was like, how fast times can change for you in just 12 months. And so that Halloween of 2014, we spent 6 hours at the NICU, came home, got the kids, made dinner, blah, 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 went trick-or-treating with Paige. She was 9 at the time. Other kids were out with friends trick-or-treating with them. And so the next day, November 1st of 2014, we went back down to the NICU, and like we did every day. And it's just so amazing. You feel so appreciative for things you have now when you took them for granted back before, you know. And so this message is for you. And this message is for you because of a couple of reasons. Number one, your life can change in a minute, for the good or for the bad. It can literally change for a minute. We worry about the past. We can't fix any of that. We agonize over the future. We certainly can't control most of what happens then. But we can really take advantage of right now and enjoying what's going on, whether it's the green grass outside, whether it's the nice crisp air that we have in Southwest Ohio at the beginning of November, whether it's the health of our kids, whether it's the nice car we drive that doesn't have the brand to it. It's just it's something to get from point A to point B. And sometimes we're not even grateful for that. We're like, oh, it's not a Mercedes, though. It's not a Beamer. It's not the newest version. That's just a lease. It's like, man, I'm telling you, the best things in life, they really are free. And this podcast here was created just out of that mentality right there, just from a little 3.5-year-old girl. You talk about time going fast. That little 3.5-year-old girl that asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? She's going to turn 18 in less than 6 months. And here I am, still recording the same podcast from the one when she asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? She just wanted her dad to be around. And wow, you talk about time flying. There'll be a tear in my eye when she walks down the aisle at her high school graduation next June. But before I get there, I want to enjoy the time I have with her and all my kids and even you, enjoying the time I have with you right now. That's why I really, when I changed my business model this year to be more of the one-on-one or intimate type of coach, I gave up the thought, at least short term, of turning this into a 7-8-figure passive income type business. There's a model for that. Whether or not I ever tap into that model really doesn't even matter to me anymore. What matters to me is that one life at a time, one Saturday at a time, I'm impacting people's lives for the better. Whatever that means to them, they define what that is. They tell me what their Saturday is, and I show them everything I've learned over the past 14 years on this entrepreneurial journey that can help them launch the movement. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. And that's why I unapologetically always ask for new coaching clients, because there's going to be that next person who comes through the door whose life is going to change, and they're going to launch that movement and they'll never be the same again. I can't even tell you, had I not listened to my daughter, had I not been present that November of 2004, by the way, November of 2004, when she asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? It was the same kind of weather we got today. Rainy, cold, it is today. Came home, threw my suit coat on the back of the chair, and was just stressed out from another day of work. It was a Monday, and she said, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? And I said, honey, why do you keep asking me that? Today's Monday. We yell at our kid, it's Monday. Because it's the only time we get a chance to see you, Daddy. Saturday. Okay. Well, that was the gut punch that I needed to shake myself out of, you know, worrying about yesterday and tomorrow and just be right here, right now. And I said, Madeline, someday every day is going to be Saturday. And you know, it's not perfect. It wasn't perfect. It was never meant to be perfect. It was meant to start living life and stop making excuses as to why I couldn't do it. Like, oh, I got to, it's a big ass excuse. So listen to me. Okay. 6-figure job, making over 100 grand a year salary, plus bonus, plus stock options. It was a lot to give up. It was probably 150 grand comp package for a guy that started out. My base salary was $9,900 in telephone sales in November of 1990. You know, it took me 15 years to get to this level, and I gave it all up just to launch a movement. That's it, just to launch this podcast, really. I didn't even know I would ever have a website. We just wanted to launch a podcast. There is really something to that saying, ignorance is bliss, because what I didn't know didn't paralyze me. Like, I didn't get lost in the paralyzation of what could possibly go wrong. I just knew I wanted to move away from being average and being mediocre and being a corporate slave. That's all I wanted to do. And so as I fast forward 4 years from our darkest points of 2014, wondering if our daughter was going to make it, if she was going to live, if she'd come home in a wheelchair, and to take her trick-or-treating last night and see her wish everybody happy Halloween, and then in her raspy voice say, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, because she can't really talk that well. She's not nonverbal, but she's not, we call it Susan speak. You really got to like know how she talks to be able to understand anything she's saying. But boy, I'll tell you, that smile is universal, isn't it? You understand when someone's smiling, don't you? You understand what they're saying, right? Why don't you do that more and allow people to see your light shine? And just be grateful right now, today, November 1st, or whatever day this podcast finds you on. Be present for today and the things you can control right now in this little span of time, and smile. Smile more and just be grateful for what you have. And I'm telling you, those problems have a way of working themselves out. They just do. And they're going to be there whether you're smiling or whether you're frowning, so you may as well smile. It's a lot better way to go through life. And I can tell you through the eyes of a four-year-old, it's a much better way to go through life. All right? A little bit of throwback on a November 1st, 2018. Sam Crowley, see you back in the Everyday Saturday podcast tomorrow. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.